This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Restaurants are open again in Wisconsin after being closed during the pandemic except for carryout service. Shemaine Mills reports being able to open does not mean all restaurants will or that customers will come in the numbers they did before. Some are calling it quits.
Opening a restaurant is hard. The margins are thin, customer tastes can be fickle. But closing a restaurant can be even more difficult, whether it's because of normal business cycles or a worldwide pandemic. The Wisconsin Restaurant Association estimates as many as 30% of eateries around the state which temporarily closed because of COVID-19 won't reopen. Restaurants were forced to close at the end of March in an attempt to contain the new coronavirus under the state's Safer Home Order. Christine Hilmer with the Wisconsin Restaurant Association said it was difficult because there wasn't time to plan.
When the crisis hit, people were pretty much forced to close down immediately. There was very little time to close down in a way that made sense. A lot of people still had food supplies. They had to figure out what to do and so on.
Some businesses, like Mana Cafe on Madison's north side, kept open to the extent they could during the shutdown. One hot day in June, customers waited outside for takeout in 88-degree weather for what they say is some of the best food in town. Big bags of food were brought out by a cafe manager who shouts the names of customers through a face mask.
Ryan. Ah, yes.
All right.
Thanks. See you next time.
That's Ryan Braithwaite, who says he ate at Mana Cafe at least once a week before it closed.
It's a Madison institution. The food is phenomenal. The staff is great. You know, I'm on a first name basis with probably four or five people here. It's a real shame.
With just a week to go before the final meal was served, staff were busy at Mana Cafe. Dishes from the lunch rush were being washed and counters cleaned. Barb Pratzel was putting away homemade bread as she recalls opening up the restaurant in 2005 with her husband Mike.
I had a passion for baking and cooking that came out of my childhood and would bake all the time. And because my husband and I couldn't eat everything that I baked, I would bring this into work. People at work would say, oh my gosh, this is so good, you've got to go into business someday.
15 years later, the Pratzels are shutting down. Although they could operate at half capacity now, Barb isn't sure customers would come in droves like they did before.
We're crazy busy, packed every weekend. Well, it's going to be a long time till a restaurant is packed again. In order for us to get back to the kind of restaurant that we were running, there's an awful lot of time that has to pass.
Hilmer from the Restaurant Association agrees it may take time.
I am cautiously optimistic that we're through the worst of it, but we're still going to see folks that are just going to, you know, throw up their hands and say, we can't make it. We've lost too much ground.
Hilmer's extra federal unemployment will make it difficult to hire through July, and restaurants are spending more to keep everyone safe. Mana Cafe owner Barb Pratzel says some staff are afraid to come into work because of COVID-19. Others found different jobs. She tears up as she thinks about leaving her staff and her customers.
I'm proud that we've touched so many people's lives all over the state. You know, this thing that we've created here on the north side is not only a one of a kind, but it's going to leave a big gaping hole in this community.
And retirement will be a big transition for the Pratzels, who love their work. But Barb says she's looking forward to having brunch with her husband in someone else's cafe where she's the customer. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.